Today is the 12th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. Today and every day. And we are reaching the conclusion of another one of our weeks together. We are continuing our journey forward, which leads us back into the book of Exodus, where we are learning the customs and rituals and obligations and covenants and rituals and everything that will form and shape a new culture out in the wilderness. Today, Exodus chapter 34, verse 1 through 35, verse 9. One day the Lord said to Moses, "Cut two flat stones like the first ones I made, and I will write on them the same commandments that were on the two you broke. Be ready tomorrow morning to come up Mount Sinai and meet me at the top. No one is to come with you or to be on the mountain at all. Don't even let the sheep and cattle graze at the foot of the mountain." So Moses cut two flat stones like the first ones, and early the next morning he carried them to the top of Mount Sinai, just as the Lord had commanded. The Lord God came down in a cloud and stood beside Moses there on the mountain. God spoke his holy name, the Lord. Then he passed in front of Moses and called out, "I am the Lord God. I am merciful and very patient with my people. I show great love and I can be trusted. I keep my promises to my people forever, but I also punish anyone who sins. When people sin, I punish them and their children, and also their grandchildren and great-grandchildren." Moses quickly bowed down to the ground and worshiped the Lord. He prayed, "Lord, if you really are pleased with me, I pray that you will go with us. It is true that these people are sinful and rebellious, but forgive our sin and let us be your people." The Lord said, "I promise to perform miracles for you that have never been seen anywhere on earth. Neighboring nations will stand in fear and know that I was the one who did these marvelous things. I will force out the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But you must do what I command you today. Don't make treaties with any of those people. If you do, it will be like falling into a trap. Instead, you must destroy their altars and tear down the sacred poles they use in the worship of the goddess Asherah. I demand your complete loyalty. You must not worship any other god. Don't make treaties with the people there, or you will soon find yourselves worshiping their gods and taking part in their sacrificial meals. Your men will even marry their women and be influenced to worship their gods. Don't make metal images of gods. Don't fail to observe the festival of thin bread in the month of Abib. Obey me and eat bread without yeast for 7 days during Abib, because that is the month you left Egypt. The firstborn males of your families and of your flocks and herds belong to me. You can save the life of a firstborn donkey by sacrificing a lamb. If you don't, you must break the donkey's neck. You must save every firstborn son. Bring an offering every time you come to worship. Do your work in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, even during the seasons for plowing and harvesting. Celebrate the harvest festival each spring when you start harvesting your wheat, and celebrate the festival of shelters each autumn when you pick your fruits. Your men must come to worship me 3 times a year, because I am the Lord God of Israel. I will force the nations out of your land and enlarge your borders. Then no one will try to take your property when you come to worship me these 3 times each year. When you sacrifice an animal on the altar, don't offer bread made with yeast, and don't save any part of the Passover meal for the next day. I am the Lord your God, and you must bring the first part of your harvest to the place of worship. Don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. The Lord told Moses to put these laws in writing as part of his agreement with Israel. Moses stayed on the mountain with the Lord for 40 days and nights without eating or drinking. He wrote down the Ten Commandments, the most important part of God's agreement with his people. Moses came down from Mount Sinai carrying the Ten Commandments. His face was shining brightly because the Lord had been speaking to him. But Moses did not know at first that his face was shining. When Aaron and the others looked at Moses, they saw that his face was shining, and they were afraid to go near him. Moses called out for Aaron and the leaders to come to him, and he spoke with them. Then the rest of the people of Israel gathered around Moses, and he gave them the laws that the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. The face of Moses kept shining, and after he had spoken with the people, he covered his face with a veil. Moses would always remove the veil when he went into the sacred tent to speak with the Lord, and when he came out, he would tell the people everything the Lord had told him to say. They could see that his face was still shining. So after he had spoken with them, he would put the veil back on and leave it until the next time he went to speak with the Lord. Moses called together the people of Israel and told them that the Lord had said, "You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day must be dedicated to me, your Lord, as a day of rest. Whoever works on the Sabbath will be put to death. Don't even build a cooking fire at home on the Sabbath." Moses told the people of Israel that the Lord had said, "I would welcome an offering from anyone who wants to give something. You may bring gold, silver or bronze, blue, purple or red wool, fine linen, goat hair, tanned ram skin or fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the lamp, sweet smelling spices for the oil of dedication and for the incense, or onyx stones, or other gems for the sacred vest and breastpiece." Matthew 27:15-31. During Passover, the governor always freed a prisoner chosen by the people. At that time, a well-known terrorist named Jesus Barabbas was in jail. So when the crowd came together, Pilate asked them, "Which prisoner do you want me to set free? Do you want Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" Pilate knew that the leaders had brought Jesus to him because they were jealous. While Pilate was judging the case, his wife sent him a message. It said, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man. I have had nightmares because of him." But the chief priests and the leaders convinced the crowds to ask for Barabbas to be set free and for Jesus to be killed. Pilate asked the crowd again, "Which of these two men do you want me to set free?" "Barabbas," they replied. Pilate asked them, "What am I to do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They all yelled, "Nail him to a cross." Pilate answered, "But what crime has he done?" "Nail him to a cross," they yelled even louder. Pilate saw that there was nothing he could do, and that the people were starting to riot. So he took some water and washed his hands in front of them and said, "I won't have anything to do with killing this man. You are the ones doing it." Everyone answered, "We and our own families will take the blame for his death." Pilate set Barabbas free. Then he ordered his soldiers to beat Jesus with a whip and nail him to a cross. The governor's soldiers led Jesus into the fortress and brought together the rest of the troops. They stripped off Jesus' clothes and put a scarlet robe on him. They made a crown out of thorn branches and placed it on his head, and they put a stick in his right hand. The soldiers knelt down and pretended to worship him. They made fun of him and shouted, "Hey, you King of the Jews!" Then they spit on him. They took the stick from him and beat him on the head with it. When the soldiers had finished making fun of Jesus, they took off the robe. They put his own clothes back on him and led him off to be nailed to a cross. Psalm 33, 12 through 22. The Lord blesses each nation that worships only him. He blesses his chosen ones. The Lord looks at the world from his throne in heaven, and he watches us all. The Lord gave us each a mind, and nothing we do can be hidden from him. Mighty armies alone cannot win wars for a king. Great strength by itself cannot keep a soldier safe. In war, the strength of a horse cannot be trusted to take you to safety. But the Lord watches over all who honor him and trust his kindness. He protects them from death and starvation. We depend on you, Lord, to help and protect us. You make our hearts glad because we trust you, the only God. Be kind and bless us. We depend on you. Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. Wisdom has built her house with its seven columns. She has prepared the meat and set out the wine. Her feast is ready. She has sent her servant women to announce her invitation from the highest hills. Everyone who is ignorant or foolish is invited. All of you are welcome to my meat and wine. If you want to live, give up your foolishness and let understanding guide your steps. Father, we thank you for your word, and as we approach in the Gospel of Matthew, your death, today, your sentencing to death and your beating and being led away, the mockery, the slapping, the beating, the spitting, the betrayal. We are watching the worst of humanity, and we are watching you endure the worst of humanity, that we might have another option. Rather than missing the fact that you are present, we have been given permission at any time to come into your presence. Because of what we are reading here, you endured our worst so that we could be restored to the way we were created to be, that there is a pathway for us. And we confess that although we walk that path, we deviate and move in and out of it all of the time. And as we focus upon your resoluteness to obey your Father and set us free, we are grateful. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you help our lives to reflect our gratitude. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base, and that is certainly the website where you find out what's going on around here. If you're using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can do the same thing there, and the Daily Audio Bible app can be downloaded freely from wherever you get your apps for whatever kind of smart device that you have. And so check that out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. It is full of resources that center us around the global campfire. And invite us deeper into the scriptures, but also things just to enjoy the journey of a year through the scriptures together. So check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you for your partnership. We wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together. And so humble gratitude. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I want to respond to Ivy from Missouri. My dear sweetheart, I have lost or outlived two husbands. And believe you me, the second is not any easier than the first. And it's so painful. I know I will never do it again. It took me 17 years to remarry. And when he passed, I thought, that's it, I'm done. It's so difficult. But my dear sweetheart, you're right. One step at a time, one day at a time, one little bit at a time. But you have to move on. I know it's hard with COVID all over, but you have to cross that line, leave the past in the past, and walk on faith and trust into the future and slowly build a life for yourself. Don't let Satan win by keeping you down and depressed. Move forward, dear sweet. I'm praying for you, Lord God, encourage this young lady and just help her to take those steps on faith and trust in you, leading the way, dear God. Just bless her life with much goodness, much happiness, and much laughter. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Karen in St. Louis. Thanks so much, Brian, for this ministry. Thank you all for encouragement and prayers. I'm asking today if you would pray for an old friend of mine, Steve. I got a message from him letting me know that he has about 3 months left to live. He has had cancer for, gosh, I don't know, 5 years or so. And he is a radical atheist. He went to church as a child, he got baptized when he was probably around 12 years old, and he turned away from it, and he literally, it's one of those things where he actually kind of disciples people for atheism. But he has a Bible. I hope he still has it. I know that a friend gave him one many years ago. Talked to him about Jesus, and he was tight with that guy, and eventually that person doesn't have a relationship with him, and he thinks that it's because he wasn't able to convince him to be a Christian. I don't think he understands the spiritual component of being a Christian. Anyway, just pray that the Lord would soften his heart, that he would be prepared to receive him, that maybe he would get that Bible out and he would crack it open. I just think about when I became a believer. It was me getting my old Bible out that my grandma gave me as a child. And the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. So please pray for Steve. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brian. God bless you and have a great week.
This call is for Ivy from Missouri. I heard your call today, and I just want you to know that I relate to where you are at. I too lost my husband 2 years ago. And my heart just goes out to you because I understand exactly what you're going through. I'll pray for you. My name is Karen. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. That the Lord will sustain us little by little. I love the fact that you said that you are in his grip. I too am in his grip. And I appreciate Daily Audio Bible so much because it's giving me strength little by little, day by day, to trust the Lord with all my heart. And not to lean on my own understanding. Ivy, you have people praying for you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Joanna from the Pacific Northwest. I just listened to the episode from February 9th and felt really encouraged by what Brian said and also by all of you who called in afterwards, praying along with you, thankful for you. And I have a prayer request I'd love to share with you all. My husband and I, we've been married for a few years and have hoped to add to our family, but it hasn't happened yet. And we've had a lot of words from the Lord, a lot of prayers about this and this season of life. And it's hard not to get discouraged and to keep hoping. And also, I would really love your prayers for my coworkers. My husband and I both work for a campus ministry, and it feels a bit like there's a dark cloud over our ministry in terms of having babies. In the last 2 years, we've had 4 babies that were born either premature or right on their due date and then passed away, and 2 miscarriages and lots of infertility. But divided among our few coworkers. And we're not a huge team too, so it's felt like a big hit. So if you could pray for our team and for this to be lifted off of us, for the Lord to break off whatever Satan has attached to us and the way he's trying to get at us, we would be so grateful. So, love you all. Bye.